come on and listen. We got suggestions on the Bird Talk Radio. If your bird's misbehaving, we'll help you save it on the Bird Talk Radio. If your bird's getting rowdy, just call and say howdy on the Bird Talk Radio. We are birds of a feather. We'll stick together on the Bird Talk Radio. .com.
Yeah, many people don't understand. When they drop their bird at my gate, they need cages. They need food. They need toys. They need to go to the vet. So,
yes, I agree.
That's one of our biggest problems here. Many people, when they look at my Facebook, the way we treat our bird, they love to bring their bird to Zaxi. But when we ask, hey, you have to help us to build a cage, build the aviary for it. We don't want to put a bird in a small cage.
Mm-hmm.
We try to give them as biggest room as we can. I build a Zaxi, a 120-foot long aviary, so he can fly.
Beautiful.
And other birds can fly.
Wow.
That is one of the best, beautiful, most beautiful places.
I'm looking at the pictures of your aviary.
Yeah, right, I love to see that bird when it flies.
It's beautiful.
And when you give a long aviary to a bird, many of them, they become suddenly, any bad bird become good bird because they can exercise. They don't have to be close to you. They come to you if they wish and if they like it. That's why all the birds in that big aviary, they are a good bird.
Because they have more space, they're happier.
Yes, because it's their choice if they want to come to you or not.
And they can fly around, and they're not all crammed up in a cage where they can't spread their wings and fly.
Exactly.
I tell you, Magic, I'm really impressed. And listening audience, if you just tuned in, I'm live on air with Magic from Zaxi. I'm trying to pronounce it right. Zaxi Bird Sanctuary in Tampa, Florida. You can find his Facebook page with a beautiful video of the aviary and what they're doing there and lots of great pictures. This is a huge aviary that they built. He says it's 120 feet long, which is the length of commercial fishing boats I used to work on. So that's a lot of space. But I tell you, listening audience, Magic is a really special person that I'm talking to tonight. And I'm just in love with their organization and what they're doing here, rescuing birds. Magic is really against breeding. And before we talk about that more, Magic, I'd like to turn my microphone down a little more. I'm blowing myself out on the headphones. So, but I'd like to talk again about how the sanctuary got its name and how you got your name.
One of the things is actually when I was thinking, I was looking because I had a very good job and I was looking to find a home for Zaxi. And unfortunately, no one could give me a pay in writing that they're not going to use Zaxi for breeding. They could not give me in writing that they are not going to sell Zaxi. I didn't want to sell Zaxi. I was looking to find the best home I can, but unfortunately, I could not find a home that I'm looking for. I didn't mind. The money was not the issue. All I wanted to do is find them a good home. I could not let the Zaxi go free because this was not Amazon. Tell us, because he was born in captivity, he depended on human to feed him. So, since I didn't have any kids and I had all this money, I said, hey, I do the best thing. I bring Amazon to Zaxi. That's why I opened Zaxi Bird Sanctuary. And that's why we called it Zaxi. So I bought Zaxi 5 acres. I built the biggest home I could, 120 foot long for him. And then we start taking unwanted birds. And many of the people, if they had a cancer, somebody died at home, or they lost their house, it was in a divorce, anybody like that, they start bringing their bird to Zaxi. Very soon, everybody knew. Many of the birds come to Zaxi, I can say 95%, it was because no one could handle them anymore. And when they come to Zaxi, fall in love with me. But again, there is a special connection between me and the animal, especially the bird. All of them, I can say, I said 95% they're biting, but nobody bite me. Everybody come to me. Everybody nice to me. But there is a connection. They know I love them, and they love me back. That's why they call the place Zaxi.
That is so beautiful. And I know some other people like you, Magic, that the birds just love them, and all the birds come to them with no problem. Michael Cox has a sanctuary that used to be in California. Now, I think he's in South Carolina. But he has that kind of natural gift with birds where they all like him. And he can just take any bird in his hands, no matter what the disposition. And like yourself, they all love him and they all come to him. The rest of us, we have to learn. We have to learn this.
No, this is what I always, when I work with people, because I've been working with animal all my life, and I was working with parrot all my life. But one thing I learned about the parrots, they are like human. Some are left-handed. Some are right-handed. So before I go pick up the bird, I try to see some of them. If you use your right hand, they easy come up. If you see they don't want to come up, all you have to do, put your left hand. Because if they are right-handed, they want to come only from right side. And they're going to bite you if you try to use a left hand. Some are left-handed. Means you have to pick up the bird with left hand. Why? Because just like human, some are right-handed, some left-handed. Now, again, the same thing goes for the bird. When I go try to pick up the bird, some they like to go only with left leg. If you try to pick him up from right leg, they bite you. Some like to go from right leg. So I do try
this.
All of them. Yes, because I said I kept that one. Yes, I kept that secret. I was some of the things you don't want to sell everything, but hey, I'm putting it out. So when you try to pick up a bird, don't go tell just try to pull up the bird or pick up the bird. Always try left hand, right leg, left leg. And you have to learn which way is easy for them to come up. Because I said they are just like human. Human have right hand, left hand. Not everybody use their right hand.
Because
and not everybody use their left hand.
They've learned ways that they're more comfortable with. So you have to
Exactly. I said maybe it's in their nature because human. I'm a right-handed, so I always use my right hand. Even now, if I try to write with the left hand, I can, but not as good as I use my right hand. So that's what I learned about the bird. I never go use my right hand and tell them to come up because I know I just keep my hand. If they don't want to come up, then I try my other hand, and that's one of the reasons. Now, the other thing about the bird is, I always tell volunteers, I always love the bird when they attack me or they act like they want to attack me. Because like that, I had a bird, their brain is very small, but it holds billions of information. This is what I tell people all the time. A bird, a parrot, never, ever goes after a hawk or eagle, because their brain is already programmed that this bird is not a bird to play with. If they see hawk, they try to find a place to hide. So if they see a small bird, they go after it because they know that bird is not a hawk. Now, when human will go after any bird, the reason I like it when they want to attack me because they don't see me as a hawk. That means they're not afraid of me. It is always good if the bird is not afraid of you, because when I have a bird that is afraid of me and think I'm like a hawk, something that they got to be scared of, is very, very hard to get their trust, because they always run away from you. Now, when the bird come to you and they think, okay, they can attack you, all you have to tell them, you, hey, go back, stop. So they can read your mind. And that's why I like to tell people, never do something to the bird that they get scared of you, because when the bird get scared of you, it's very hard to get their trust.
The unspoken language.
Yes, when they try to come after you, it's easy to stop it.
Michael Cox talks about the unspoken language, where you say they can read your mind. And I agree. I believe they can. And what I've read in some of my studies is that in the wild, particularly the large parrots, the macaws and cockatoos, which are have a higher intellect, their brain's bigger, they do everything by eye contact. There could be a flock of 500 of them in a tree, and they all look at each other and know what they're all thinking. It's time to leave, and they all fly away at once.
Yes. They are, I said, their brain to human, we think that that's a bad problem about human. We think we know everything. But when you start working with this animal, then you find out their brain is, I can't say is a super, super computer, because that little brain holds so much information, and I don't know how you're going to call it, but they exactly, right here, many times I saw it. If the forecast tell me there is no rain here, the bird knows if the rain going to come or is not going to come, because they start dancing and they are waiting for a rain. Even if there is no rain, they said, no rain coming. They know better than any weather forecast that we're going to have rain or we're not going to have rain. I don't know. But again, you know about that. They know about earthquake before it comes. They know about tsunami before it comes. But their brain is something in it that we never, I don't know when we're going to get there to understand them. But they know about the future before it gets here. Because their brain is, yes.
I hate to interrupt you because you have so much great knowledge and experience. And I'm sitting here looking at your aviary and understanding why you know all these things. One of the things I was thinking about, Magic, is maybe because of their heightened senses, their hearing is 3 times more sensitive than ours. Maybe even their sense of smell. Maybe they can smell the rain coming. Maybe they can hear the earthquake. Or hear the storm long before we hear it. I know they don't have earlobes, and I know that, and I talk to people about this frequently, especially people that have pet birds in their home, that they're careful about noise with their birds because everything is 3 times louder to them.
Yeah, you probably saw it in a paper, in a news. Anytime if there is an earthquake or anything or any natural disaster, they said the animal that they are free, they leave the area because they already know before it comes. The only animal that they are maybe inside the house or everybody start making noise and they try to get away because they know there's something coming, and that's one of the things. I think about like the hurricane. Some of the birds, they get stressed because they know hurricane is coming. They know something going to happen, but they are in captivity, and they cannot go to the free place that they know there is no danger. And I said, their brain is, I call them, I said, I have so much respect for this animal because I know they know way, way more than we think about we know them.
Wings of Love bird shows are educational and fun for the entire family. Wings of Love bird show birds answer questions, spell words, ride bicycles, play basketball, roller skate, and more. Plus, you'll experience Swoop, the Eurasian eagle owl, swooping over the audience. Visit wingsofloveinc.org. That's wingsofloveinc.org for more information about these exciting shows. Find out how you can have Wings of Love at your event and the show schedules.
I'm your host, Mike Kiger. Over 30 years ago, I worked in a major franchise pet store as a bird salesman, where I learned some basic bird behavior training and grooming. There were birds in the store that could not be sold as they were too vicious or afraid of people. They often bit people that tried to handle them. I still remember thinking that it would have been so great if people could have enjoyed those birds instead of struggling with them. Since then, I've helped some friends and neighbors with their birds along the way in my life. About 7 years ago, some friends that have seen me work with birds encouraged me to develop my bird experience with exotic birds into a business. KC Bird Whisperer International are dedicated to the enjoyment of pet birds and promotion of related products, services, and events. I hope you enjoy KC Bird Whisperer International productions and support our efforts to provide rich, informative media to the avian public and people thinking about getting a bird. Please visit www.birdtalkradio.com again soon and enjoy our internet radio broadcast of Bird Talk Live Online and our podcast on podbean.com. I'm your host, Mike Kiger. Thank you for tuning in today.